From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The return of the summer rainy season has provided a reprieve from dangerous drought conditions, but also heralds the return of thick swarms of mosquitoes. In an effort to combat the blood-sucking insects, tomorrow, Hillsborough County mosquito control officials will be giving residents free gambusia to place in pools, retention ponds, and fountains. Also known as mosquito fish, gambusia are voracious consumers of mosquito larvae, and they're a favorite fish of News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams. Aside from their utility in mosquito control, the tiny fish can also be appreciated for their aesthetic, as Williams tells us in this week's essay.
We crouched by the water, waiting for our tiny quarry. We were two adults coaching one eager kid, twitching with predatory energy and hissing directions. I think I see one in that group. Get ready. Wait, is that one? Here comes. Move slowly. Can you reach it? Okay, now. The boy pounced with a single splashing scoop, then held his net up, dripping. We all nearly bumped heads in our haste to inspect its contents. It was full of gambusia, a fish no longer than a paperclip. Also called mosquito fish, the gambusia's great virtue is its voracious appetite for mosquito larvae. Schools of them cruise fresh water throughout the region, vacuuming up baby skeeters and other tiny critters as they go. Gambusia are generally a dull greenish-brown, like pond algae or river mud. There are lots of them in the creeks my family canoes and the wetlands in which we hike. In fact, gambusia are one of my favorite keep-the-kids-from-getting-bored strategies. Because the fish are hyper-alert, they'll hit on almost anything that falls into the water, swarming over it in a flittery horde, including spit. I realize that's undecorous, unmannered, and uncouth, but it's also unfailingly entertaining. So if dropping the odd gobbet of saliva into open water helps the little ones connect with nature, so be it. A few years ago, in Hickey Creek, I caught a glimpse of something strange in one of the gambusia feeding frenzies, a distinctly non-gambusia-colored fish. Blotchy black and white, it stood out from the rest of the school like a speckled harlequin. But as fast as gambusia skitter and dart, I didn't get a good look. Then I started seeing these spotty oddities in other places, sloughs, canals, ditches. I didn't know if they were another species of fish or just pinto gambusia, but I was fascinated. So I called on a dilettante field biologist's secret weapon, a swamp-loving kid. Equipped with a net and some Ziploc bags, my husband and I ushered our son to a nearby marsh. And it wasn't long before the kid had snagged several of the variegated fish, cutting them from the monochrome herd with the skill of an expert minnow wrangler. Once we had the strange little fish home in a glass bowl, we studied them before setting them free in our pond. They were indeed gambusia, but splashed and splotched like none I'd ever seen. Close up, they were more than just black and white. A pale gold luminosity glowed between the spots, and silver ringed their bright black eyes. A single sepia line ran from gill to tail. As they moved, their pulsing inner workings appeared as pale shadows within their nearly translucent bodies. Melanistic variants, the scientists call them, random but perfectly normal mutations from the general gambusia pattern, in short, dappled fish. The 19th century English poet Gerard Manley Hopkins celebrated such anomalies in his poem, Pied Beauty. He writes, "Skies of couple color as a brinded cow, rose moles all in stipple upon trout that swim, fresh fire coal, chestnut falls, finches wings, all things counter, original, spare, strange." It occurs to me that I'm surrounded by this mottled sort of loveliness. Our dog Scout, blotched black and white, our blue roan mare, our newsprint confetti cuckoo moran hens, and dearest to me of all, the faces of my husband and my young fish hunter, both faintly flecked and speckled from the sun. Whatever is fickle, freckled, Hopkins writes, swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle dim, he fathers forth whose beauty is past change. Praise him. And while I don't necessarily share Hopkins' brand of faith, every time I see a piebald flash in our pond, I'm grateful for these creatures, so original and beautifully strange.